ஸ்ரீ கணேசாய நமஹ, ஸ்ரீ சரஸ்வத்யை நமஹ, ஸ்ரீ சத்குருப்யோ நமஹ. சமஸ்த ஜன கல்யாணே நிரதம் கருணாமயம் நமாமி சின்மயம் தேவம் சத்குரும் ப்ரஹ்மவித்வரம் மனோஜவம் மாருததுல்யவேகம் ஜிதேந்திரியம் புத்திமதாம் வரிஷ்டம் வாதாத்மஜம் வானரயூதமுக்யம் ஸ்ரீராமதூதம் சிரசா நமாமி. சந்தோஷிணி ஜெகன்மாதா மம சௌபாக்யவ்ருத்தயே நமஸ்கரோமி பக்த்யா த்வாம் ப்ரசன்னா வரதா பவ. சங்கரம் சங்கராச்சாரியம் கேசவம் பாதராயணம் சூத்ரபாஷ்ய க்ருதௌ வந்தே பகவந்தோ புனப்புனஹ. ஓம் நம ப்ரணவார்த்தாய சுத்த ஜானைகமூர்த்தயே நிர்மலாய பிரசாந்தாய தட்சிணாமூர்த்தயே நமஹ. மூக்கம் கரோதி வாசாலம் பங்கம் லங்கயதே கிரிம் யத் க்ருபாதமஹம் வந்தே பரமானந்த மாதவம் சச்சிதானந்த ரூபாய விஸ்வோத்பத்யாதி ஹேதவே தாபத்ரய விநாசாய ஸ்ரீகிருஷ்ணாய வயம் நுமஹ. நீலாம்புஜஸ்யாமளகோமளாங்கம் சீதாசமாரோபிதவாமபாகம் பாணோ மகாசாயகசாருசாபம் நமாமி ராமம் ரகுவம்சநாதம். லெட் அஸ் ரீட் ஃப்ரம் செவன்த் வர்ஸ். ஆஹாரஸ்த்வபி சர்வஸ்ய த்ரிவிதோ பவதி ப்ரியஹ யஜ்ஞஸ்தபஸ்ததா தானம் தேஷாம் பேதமிமம் ஷ்ருணு. ஆயுஸ்ஸத்வபலாரோக்ய சுகப்ரீதிவிவர்தனாஹ்ரஸ்யாஸ்நிக்தாஸ்திராஹ்ருத்ய ஆஹாரா சாத்விக ப்ரியாஹ கட்வம் லலவணாத்யுஷ்ண தீக்ஷ்ண ருட்ச விதாஹினஹ ஆஹாரா ராஜசஸ்யேஷ்டா துக்கசோகாமய ப்ரதாஹ யாதயாமம் கதரசம் பூதி பர்யுஷிதம் சயதே உச்சிஷ்டமபி சாமேத்யம் போஜனம் தாமசப்ரியம் அஃபலாகாம்ஷிபிர்யத்ஞஹ விதிதிருஷ்டோய இஜ்யதே யஷ்டவ்யமேவேதி மனஹ சமாதாய ச சாத்விகஹ அபிசந்தாய து ஃபலம் தம்பார்த்தமபி சைவயத் இஜ்யதே பரத ஸ்ரேஷ்ட தம் யஜ்ஞம் வித்தி ராஜஸம் ஸோ அர்ஜுனாஸ் க்வெஸ்டின் எ பர்சன் ஹூ இஸ் religiously literate, when he worship the Lord with faith, what category he belongs to, sattvic, rajasic or tamasic? Bhagavan answered saying that it depends upon his mental nature. And according to that, what type of worship, what of a deity he chooses, and how the mode of worship and the bhava of worship, that determines whether he is sattvic or rajasic or tamasic. Then Bhagavan enumerated four items which he is going to elaborate. One is ahara. The food also, there are three kinds, sattvic, rajasic, tamasic. Then yajna, the rituals, karma. Then tapas, austerity. Then dhanam. These are the four items Bhagavan is going to elaborate. And out of that, we have seen yesterday, ahara, the food. Sattvic food, rajasic food, tamasic food. Because ahara is very important, we should not be taken lightly. It influences our mind and ultimately your health, physical health, mental health, and finally it leads one to moksha also. So therefore, annam should not be taken lightly. After having said that, sattvic, rajasic, tamasic food, Bhagavan entered into the topic of yajna. What is sattvic yajna? Aphala kamchipir yajna vididrishtaha yajyate yashtavyameveti manaha சமாதாயச சத்விகா. ஆல் கர்மாஸ் ஆர் கால் யஜ்ஞா. ஆல் செக்குலர் கர்மாஸ் ஆர் கன்வெர்டட் இன் டு ரிலீஜியஸ் கர்மா ஆர் யஜ்ஞா. ஸோ திஸ் இஸ் வாட் பகவத்கீதாஸ் கான்ட்ரிபியூஷன் டு த வேர்ல்ட். பிகாஸ் இந்த கர்மகாண்டா தே ஆர் ஆல் ரிச்சுவல்ஸ் ஃபுல்ஃபில்லிங் சர்டன் டிசையர்ஸ் தட் வி ஹாவ். But the very same karma can be converted into a karma yoga, and that karma becomes a yajna, and with that yajna one can purify the mind. So the impurities of the mind can be removed through the attitude with which you conduct the karma. So bathing can be a yajna, eating can be a yajna, and all these things are there, walking. So it all depends upon how we, with what attitude we perform. Even while taking bath, the sloka is Gange, Jamune, Jeva, Godavari, Saraswati, Narmade, Sindhu, Kaveri, Jalesmin, Sannidhim Kuru. So with that, all nadis are present here. All Punya Nadis are present here. With that bhava you take bath, then it is a sacred bath. The very same bath become a sacred bath. So, generally when you take a bath, you feel fresh and your impurities of the body is gone. But when the bhava is different, here what happened? Not only the body gains purity, but the mind also divinizes it. So that's a beauty. Eating also, food also, you eat for appeasing your hunger, that is one thing. But if the bhava is, the food is nothing but Bhagavan himself, and the food offering to the stomach is a puja, is a worship, because the Lord himself is seated in the stomach digesting the food for me, and I am offering this to the Lord, so it becomes a worship. Once eating itself become a worship, then what happened? We will give only the best, because when you want to do puja, you are not going to give anything to the Lord. We'll see that the best thing is offered to the Lord, right? So the pujanam, that also, the whole mental, the climate changes with this attitude. So a person aphala kamshibhir yatnaha, that karma or ritual one who performs yashtavyameti manaha, so thinking that this is to be done, it is not because compulsion of religion or compulsion of any mahatmas or religious leaders or compulsion of society or family or people. It's not a peer pressure. But he is convinced that this is my duty. As a grihastha, I should perform Pancha Mahayatnya, because most of the karmas, kamya karmas, everybody is interested to do. No instruction is necessary. Kamya karma means desire prompted action. These everybody does. No prompting is required. But when it comes to spiritual growth, mental purity, those karmas we neglect. Therefore, the Shruti wants to give certain condition. In the sense, it is compulsory. It is very, so there are, these are the Panchamaha Yajna for a Grihastha is a compulsory thing. It is something like traffic rules. It is not that you don't know the rule, but there is a tendency to break it. So therefore, the government puts some regulations. And if you break that, they will fine you. And you have to go through all kinds of points. Then afterwards, insurance afterwards. So many things are there. So naturally, they make your life miserable. So this is not because government enjoys it, but it is for your own safety. Here also the Shruti, for our own good, they give this command that as a grihastha, you should do Panchamaha Yajna. And while doing it, don't say that, I want this result, you want this result. No, it is my duty to do this. So Deva Yajna Pujanam, then Pitra Yajna. Pitra Yajna means the forefathers we offer Srartha Karma, etc. once a year. And Brahma Yajna is reading the scriptures on a daily basis. Then Bhuta Yajna, feeding the animals, birds, etc. That's why they put the kolam, you know, outside with the rice flour. This is for eating, the ants and all, they come and eat. It is a Bhuta Yajna. And then Manushya Yajna. We have to accept somebody as your guest and feed him, etc. So that is not possible in this country. So you can volunteer yourself, help a soup kitchen, etc. That is also Manushya Yajna. So this is to be done, yashtavyameti. It is to be done. This is my duty, I should perform. Abala kamshihi. So there is no... While performing, there is no desire for result. But at the same time, karma being what it is, whether you expect result or not, the result will come automatically. So you don't have to desire for it. Vidhidrishtaha means as per injunction given in the scriptures, yaha ijyate, the one who worship, yashtavyame veti manaha, this is to be done with concentration, samathaya sasatvigaha, with sincerity, he conducts this way. Otherwise, what happened? There is something called dosha. Dosha is what? The papa sin. Called akarane pratyavaya dosha. If you do not do it, there is a sin of omission. It is not a sin of commission. It is a sin of omission. Like what? If you take bath every day, there is nothing great. But suppose you omit, let us say you don't take bath, then what happened? There is a sin. What is a sin? Others will tell you. Please go and take a bath. So this is a sin called omission. Like Sandhya Vandanam, a person doesn't do every day, there is a sin of omission. It's called Pratyavaya Doshaha. And the same way, Pujanam. Suppose somebody is doing puja every day, you don't do it. There are days we may not be able to do. This is okay, but at least go and show, light an incense and show, and then pray few minutes and go. This much you should do, so that dosha will not be there. So this is to be done with this understanding when we perform that type of karma, or the yajna is called sattvic yajna. Then abhisandhayatu phalam dambartham abhijayvayat. Perform yajna for name and fame. So to show off to people, they are all religious people, but the religion become a kind of a demonstration. People show off. They want to be recognized as this person as a religious person. So he will make too much noise that I am doing this, I am doing this, too much advertisement. Actually, our spiritual practice is to be done secretly, it is said. You should not announce it. Because it is not a party talk. Whenever we go to some party, there's a tendency comes to us. One person I was telling, before taking sannyas, I also attend parties, So otherwise you may ask, how do you know? Question will come. So that's why I'm making my position clear. So the person came and asked me, do you see any change in me? I said, no, you look the same. No. There is a halo around me. Oh yeah, why? Is it I started doing this spiritual practices every day, morning 4:30 I get up and samadhi mein baithe. I sit in samadhi. So this I have been practicing for the last 1 year. Now you see there is a halo around me. I said, I don't see it. Then he told me that, you are not spiritual, that's why. So this way, so the spiritual practice, what you do, it is not for advertisement. It is not for people to recognize you as a spiritual person. So this type of abhisandhayatu phalam, again, they want result. What do I get if I perform this? So Satyanarayana Puja, if I do, I will get what? Prosperity, wealth. And if I do this Ganesha Homam, what will I get? All obstacles will remove. So that's why all rituals, there are Palashruti is there. So if you do this, you will get this. If you do this, you will get this. So they are interested only in the result, the immediate result. They are not interested in the ultimate result. So this type of mind is called rajasic mind. Ijjade paradasreshtatam yatnam vidhirajasam. That's why in the volunteer organization, People come and volunteer. This is a seva. And when the vote of thanks time, you know, a person forget to mention her or his name, that become a big issue. Why he did not mention my name? You know, that these are all rajasic tendency. So it's not that you should not mention, that's not what I'm saying. But then, you know, that particular complaint comes from where? That type of a mind, rajasic mind. So such activity is called a rajasic type of yajna. Then comes the third one. Let us see. Vidhihinam. Vidhihinam means he doesn't follow any rules. So Shastra, there are certain rules. Suppose you are doing puja or rituals or a yajna. Here it is talking about yajna means worship here. So worship, any deity when you worship, there are certain steps to be followed. This person, one thing he doesn't know, and another thing, even if he knows, he doesn't follow. That is vidhihinam, performing improperly. Asrishtanam, no food served. So whenever we perform a ritual, there should be served. That is very important. Only then the ritual is complete. Feeding people is part of the ritual. So you cannot say, you know, there is a puja is over, now go. No, at least prasadam should be there. Asrishtanam. So he became very economical. He doesn't give any food. Mantrahinam. There is no mantra. And even if a pandit is engaged, this person will tell him, jaldi karo, do it fast. So what the pandit will do, he will chant the first line and the last line. The in-between line is soloed. And nowadays the pandit who does puja, minimum time, is considered very famous and then very good. And all these weddings you must have seen. That pandit will be talking only. He doesn't do any puja. What he does is keep on publicizing himself. And people like such Pandit Purohidas, Mandrahinam Adakshinam. Without giving any Dakshina. See, in our Shastra, there are certain provisions. Suppose you cannot give Dakshina, let us say, you are supposed to give a cow as a Dakshina. Suppose there are certain yajnas, it is said Dakshina should be given as a cow. That's why all Rajas, you must have heard stories. And Janaka Maharaj, when he was listening to Yajnavalkya, he was so pleased. He said, I will give you 1,000 cows. That is not just simple cows. Their horns and the hoofs were covered with gold. that kind of darshana. Now, if you cannot afford to give that, then it is said you should give one coconut at least. If coconut also you cannot give, it is at 1¼ rupees. I don't know what is that amount, how they come up with that amount. 1¼ rupees you give the darshana. Now, this gentleman, he takes the last one. See, he gives the darshana to this pandit 1¼ rupees only. And in America, they convert that into dollar and give. Yeah. So this is cheating, you see. And in the Shastra, what is it? If you cannot afford a cow, then give a coconut. That also you cannot afford, then only you should adopt, resort to this 1¼ rupees. But then people think that they are smart. If you become too smart, then what happened? Bhagavan will take away all your wealth. So don't do that. So dakshina should be given to the purohita, and happily, the purohit should be happy. Then only he will bless you. Otherwise, what happened? He will curse you. It is not good. The puja phalam will not come. You should give good dakshina. That's why nowadays, actually, the brahmana who does puja, he should not ask dakshina. Whatever is given, he should take. That is the rule. But it is not working nowadays. So what happened? Now they have a list. Ganapati Om means this much. Sudarshana Om means this much. Punol means Itnyobavidharam. That is that particular function is this. Wedding is this. Like that, everywhere there is a list now. Because otherwise people will not give generously. Shraddha virahitam yatnyam. This person has no Shraddha, faith. Then why are you doing this? Because my parents were doing it, my grandfather in my family, everybody did it, so I am doing it. I don't believe in all these things. He will tell also, very boldly, very, very proudly also. I don't believe in all this. My wife wants to do it, so I am doing it. So that kind of a statement, you must have heard this. Shraddha virahidam yatnam tamasam. That's why Shraddha is very important. That's why Shraddha Karma is Shraddhaya Kriyate Karma Shraddha Karma. Unless you have that Shraddha, because forefather is there, he is waiting, he is dead and gone, but he needs my offering, is important to him. This thought is born of Shraddha. Shraddha in what? There is a continuity of life. That Shraddha has to be there. So if you think this life is over, this life itself is a full stop, then there is no point. But those religion who believe only this life there, but still they do it also. Christianity also, there is a, what do you call that? Tomb sweeping ceremony or something is there. So it is also similar to our Shraddha Karma only. They carry some flower, offer him and all that. They think that this body is still lying down there. But that is a different concept. I don't want to get into that now. So this vidhihinam asrishtanam mandrahinam adakshinam shraddha virahitam yatnyam tamasam parichakshate. So this without Shraddha, without faith, one performs such yajnas or worship, this is not considered sattvic rajasic, but it's considered tamasic. So dakshina is very important. Asantushto dijo nashtaha, a discontent brahmana is he goes from your house, it is not considered good. So don't misuse it. Why? Because along with your dakshina, they are taking your papa also. This you may not know. ஆல் த பண்டிட்ஸ் தே நோ வாட் இஸ் கர்மகாண்டா. வென் தே கம் டு யுவர் ஹவுஸ் பர்ஃபார்ம் எ பூஜா ஒரு வர்ஷிப் ஒரு ரிச்சுவல் அண்ட் த எண்ட் ஆஃப் இட் யூ ஆஃபர் தட்சிணா and then they will tell you namama namama, as you have to say, and they receive it and you prostrate to the pujari panditji, and when you give this dakshina along with that dakshina your papa also goes to him. And that is why the pandits are all nowadays, modern pandits, they are not very careful. They are supposed to go back home and do gayatri. They have to do Gayatri at least 108 times to burn the papa they received. If they do not do it, what happens? In the family, somebody gets affected. You can see that. Some of the pandit families, somebody will be having some problem. This is because of this. They are not following the rules. So therefore, you should give dakshina liberally. Why? He's taking your papa. So naturally, you should be happy to give him dakshina. So we have seen three: Satvik Yajna, Rajasik Yajna, then Tamasik Yajna. Now the next topic is tapas. Tapas is austerity or discipline. Discipline at all level. Self-imposed discipline. It is not that discipline imposed on you by somebody. It is self-imposed discipline. It's called tapas. Tapas is also means it conserve your energy. See, our physical energy, if it is exhausted, if you take rest, half an hour, 1 hour, you lie down, the body recovers. But mental energy is gone. That is the greatest loss. There is no way to recover. So, while living in this world, one has to be very careful how alert one should be not to get dissipated. The energy should not get dissipated. Minimum dissipation. Then what happened? Our energy level is high. Otherwise, what happened? Morning till evening, you are keep on thinking about so many problems, worries, anxieties. End of the day, you are so exhausted. That is why, thank God, Bhagavan has given us this battery charging. That is called sleep. That sleep is not there, mind will not recover. So, but in order to enjoy the life, we have to have this mindful living. That mindful living is the one that checks the unnecessary dissipation of energy. And this is called tapas. So tapas here, Bhagavan is giving at the physical level and speech level and mind level. These are the three levels Bhagavan is going to give us this discipline. So earlier, the yajna-wise, tamas yajna we should not do. Rajasik yajna, less and less. Sattvik yajna, more and more. This is how we should live. Now, பூஜனம் சௌச மார்ஜவம் பிரம்மச்சரியமஹிம்சாச்ச சாரீரம் தப உச்சதே. Now, all types of rituals also come under physical tapas. So, Deva Puja. It is said that nowadays our families are all, if you look at it, there is no integrity. If you have husband, wife, two children in the family, let us say, none of them are together. Somebody discovered this cell phone, and that cell phone is the one that connects them. Husband and wife, they talk only through cell phone. Face to face, there's no time. To talk, because each one has got their own agenda. Everybody comes to the house like a guest house. They straight go to the refrigerator, pick up what they want, and microwave it, take it to the room, and they are shut off. Same thing with the husband, wife, children. So how you can bring them together? See, our rishis have thought about all these things. So it is said, do a puja together, where everybody is involved. So when at home, when you are doing aarti, let us say now, simple aarti you do, you call everybody. Then give that aarti plate to everybody to show, and at least they are together in one particular act. So nowadays the psychologists say, invent ritual to keep the family members together. And this is one, simple rituals for the house. But to bring the community together, they do big ones. Adirudram, etc., they do them. So just all the communities are together. That's why they say, a family that pray together, stay together. So this Deva Pujanam, Deva Dvija Guru Pratnya Pujanam, so Deva Pujanam, is again a ritual. It is directed to physical tapas. See, when you decide to do puja, you have to get up early morning. And when you have to get up early morning, if you decide to do, make a vow that I will do puja every day, then you have to get up morning. If you have to go to the office 8 o'clock, then you have to see, give enough time to take a bath and prepare for the puja and perform the puja. So what happened? It becomes a discipline, physical discipline. Nowadays, the physical activities are limited now, isn't it? So that's why olden days in our country, people get up in the morning, they go to a temple tank and take a bath. And they go to the temple darshanam, and the temple they go to pradakshinam. One or two, there are all seven pradakshinam you have to do. So by the time you do seven, you add your exercise already. And when you go to Ganesha temple, you have to do that, you know. And that is considered a big yoga now, to activate your brain and things like that now. This we have been doing, you know, how many million years. So that has replaced now. People have become lazy. I'm not talking about here, India itself. They're all sitting in the, what is that? In the drawing room watching serial. That is, you know, they don't get up also. Now what happened? They have a remote. Now they say, they hide the remote. At least some activity to search for the remote will be there. Because that bad it has become. So, Pujanam is one of the physical discipline which help us to stay fit. So all the rituals, if you perform, what happens? It gives you a physical fitness. Dvija. So Deva Pujanam, Dvija Pujanam. Dvija means Brahmana. Here it is, twice born it is. So everybody is born Shudra. Janmana Jayate Shudra Karmana Dvijaha. Veda padantu vipranam brahma jananti brahmanah. So this, we are all born as Shudra only. Shudra means not jati here. Shudra svabhava, temperament of Shudra. What is the temperament of Shudra? Shudra temperament is swachandacharinah Shudra. So the one who does everything according to his impulse. There is no control or discipline or nothing like that. Whatever he feel like doing, he'll do it. That is called Shudra Sabhava. All our children are Shudras only. Now up to 5 years, 6 years, they do what they want to do. A child is sitting on that parapet wall. If he fall, he will collapse. And the mother says, hey, don't sit there, you know. And he will get down. For your sake, the moment you go, he will try again, isn't it? So, this nature is such, but our Shastra doesn't allow us to stay like that all the time. So, at the age of 6, he is initiated into Gayatri. So, then with the Gayatri, he learned our Shastra. So, Shastra become the mother and Guru become the father. Second time he is born again. What? Born again as a cultured, matured person. That is called Dvijaha. Twice born. That means Dvija stands for our Vedic study. The one who respect our Vedas and the Vedic study is what is indicated by Dvija Pujanam. Then Guru. One's own Guru. Guru in any form. It can be a material science you learn from the kindergarten onwards, pre-KG onwards. All the teachers, you should have a reverential attitude. So Guru, especially Brahma Vidya Guru, one should have more. Because he is the one gives you that knowledge that you are divine. Prajna means here, a jnani. Means one who realizes the truth. So simple gurus may not be a realized person. Unless he is a Brahma jnani. But here, the Guru Shabda is used for a simple guru who taught you everything. I mean, material knowledge. Even mathematics, science, all of them. The one who has given you. Nowadays, people, you know, the guru who taught you how to drive. You know, this is a guru. Now we have a guru in the car. Who is that? GPS. He's your guru. And if you don't follow the instruction, you know what happens. But GPS guru is so tolerant. And even if you make a mistake, he says, I'm recalculating. It'll give you a different direction. So that guru, but here Prajna is Jivan Mukta Purusha, Jnani. Pujanam, worship, respect is the idea. So don't disrespect them. Respect them. So whenever you see such people, prostrate to them. That's why we have a culture that whenever you see elders and people who are knowledgeable people, we tell our children, prostrate to them and get your ashirvadam and all that. This is a culture. Shaucham, cleanliness, physical cleanliness. Nails all should be cut properly. So what do you call? Manicure, right? Yeah. Pedicure, manicure. Then take a bath, hair bath also. And you know, nowadays they are very particular about the dog taking bath. Khud bath nahin, himself will not take bath, but the dog is getting bath. $60 per bath, I think I heard. Think about it. You know, uska, this dog's born here in this country also. Achha prarabdha uski. See, so you have a dog born in India, a stray dog, poor thing. What prarabdha uski? But the dog's born here, my God. What luxury they go in Mercedes cars and things like that. But the only problem is the dog doesn't know that. That's the thing. Shaujam. So house should be clean. You should wear proper clean clothes. So when you are going to pujanam, puja room, don't go in your nightgown. It should be clean dress. You should wear. Now, I don't understand. You see, in the churches and all that, there is a dress code before you go there. You have to wear that three-piece suit and things like that. And ladies also given a proper instruction. But when it comes to our temple, ladies generally wear some proper Indian dress and all that. But men, I don't know what happens to them. The old torn jeans and all they wear and then come. Hey, you are going to the temple, you know. Should have that attitude of reverential attitude that we are going to pray to the Lord. So wear proper attire. Because I tell you, if you wear a proper attire, your mood changes. Have you noticed that? The moment you put on your three-piece suit, then you are business. you know, when you are going to the office, then what happens? Your thought changes. The moment you come and remove all that, put into pajama, then what happened? Relaxed mood, isn't it? And you can see that all those models you pose, the moment they change the dress, the face changes. So when you go to the temple, wear some clean clothes, okay? Arjavam, straightforwardness. Rujusubhavatva, like the Arjuna. Straightforwardness means we generally don't keep time. Hindus as as a mass, we think that it's called Indian standard time, Indians standard time. We don't keep time. And even if you tell somebody that I am coming to, I am telling from my experience. Somebody tell you, Swamiji, I am coming 10 o'clock to meet you. Then I keep everything ready and I am waiting for this man. waiting, 11 o'clock, he doesn't come. But at least have a courtesy to ring up and tell me that, Swamiji, I am late or I am stuck up with this traffic. I don't think I will be able to make it at 10. I will try to come later. And if you cannot make it, tell that also. So what is wrong in that? No, that courtesy also they don't have. So this is called indiscipline. So then they will start inventing a story why he... This is against Arjavam, straightforwardness. And every time you meet this guy, he will tell you a story. Why he could not make it. Or why he could not do that job. So sometimes we give some job to somebody, at least say, I cannot do it. No. They keep postponing. And every time you ask that guy, he will come up with a story. My God, they are so fertile in their mind to create excuses. Then I tell him that, hey, but you are very busy, why don't you give it to somebody else? Then he get become very defensive. He says, Swamiji, you don't trust me. We put a guilt feeling in you. So this type of nature against Arjavam, one has to be straightforward. If you can't do it, say, honestly, I can't do it. Or if you have a problem, tell straightforward. Be straightforward. What is wrong with that? Nobody is going to look down upon you. Then, Brahmacharyam. Brahmacharyam is a discipline of the physical body. Celibacy, it is said, but Brahmacharya is an overall discipline with reference to all senses. Brahmacharyam ahimsacha. Ahimsa means non-violence, non-injury. So, this is talking about kayikam here. So, physical injury is what is meant here. Ahimsa has got an extended meaning. Ahimsa, non-injury at the level of physical body, mental and intellectual level, all three levels. One should practice that. So, ahimsa, non-injury here because it's a physical puja discipline, so therefore it is physical injury is meant here. Shariram tapa uchyate. This is called sharira tapas. A discipline with reference to your physical body. Most of the time when we talk about discipline, we want somebody else to do that, not us. We are perfect. You know the story of Akbar and Birbal. So Akbar said, in Delhi everybody is honest, all my people are honest. Birbal said, Usur, that is not possible. How do you prove it? Okay, I'll prove it to you. So he declared that he is going to perform a Rudrabhishekam, Maharudrabhishekam. For that, I need milk for Abhishekam. So he made a big, big vessel and told everybody to contribute milk. So everybody thought that the other person is going to put milk. So if I pour a jug of water, nothing is going to change. So with the result what everybody thought this way. So the next day morning the king went and looked at for milk. What was there? Full of water. This is the psychology of everyone. When it comes to discipline, practice of dharma, virtues, values, we want somebody else to do it, not us. But that is not correct. Now, next value our discipline is, tapas is, walk tapas. In our tradition, speech is given importance like buddhi. The devata for buddhi is Brahmaji. And the devata for walk is Saraswati. So how they are together? Saraswati is the tongue of Brahmaji. And Lakshmi is in the chest of Vishnu. And Bhagavan Shivji's half portion is Parvati, Arthanarishwara. They are inseparable, that's a point. So, how they are together? They are together for the welfare of the world. The same way, we should use our walk, speech, for the welfare of the humanity. In Vedic tradition, Saraswati is given a high position. In fact, it is said that before feeding milk, by the mother first time to the child, the father of the child invoke Goddess Saraswati to bless the child. There are mantras for it. So, now out of 10 Indriyas, Vak Indriya is the most important one. Generally, we distinguish among animal from man because of his intelligence. But it is equally important, this Vak Indriyam. Equally important, like Buddhi, the Vak is also very important. Now imagine if you do not have this organ of speech, what will be the type of world we will have? Nobody has to go to school, college, university is not there. Nothing will be there. We can enjoy a superior intellect only through the organ of speech. Without organ of speech, you can't develop your intelligence also. Therefore, I should be a responsible speaker. Did we read this 15th verse? No. It's okay. Anudvekakaram vakyam. Satyam priyahitam chayate. Swadhyayabhyasanam chaiva. Vangmayam tapa uchyate. This is Vak Tapas. A vow, speak only to those who are interested to listen to you. This is the first vow. Then you see, you don't have to speak. Most of the people, they talk whether the other person listen or not. In fact, you don't have to speak also. Most of the time, it's not necessary. You see, your baby, he doesn't know how to speak. He can say only, ah, oh, that's all. The whole household is controlled by that. Isn't it? Look at it. Everybody's anxious what the baby wants. He suddenly makes a noise. People run towards him. So really speaking, you don't have to speak. But when you speak, there are rules. What are they? Anudvegakaram vakyam. One should not speak which create the words which creates udvega, anxiety. Means non-hurtful words. See, generally when we are angry, then we don't think about the consequences. Then we try to choose the right word to hit the person. And a person who cannot normally speak a proper sentence, he becomes very eloquent when he becomes angry. From where he gets the language diction, we don't know. So, the choicest words he uses. No, we have to check. That's why whenever we are angry, you wanted to fire somebody. Your mood is such. Because somebody has pumped you. And postpone that desire. Okay. Don't immediately dial the number and shout at the person. Let me do it tomorrow. Not now. Why? Because one day you give, your mind calms down. See, there is a story in Ramayana. Bhagavan Ramchandraji killed Bali and made Sugriva the king. And because it is rainy season, Bhagavan told Sugriva to go to the kingdom and meet your people and enjoy 4 months. Then afterwards, you send the Vanaras in search of Sitaji. Then 4 months over, still Sugriva was not showing any sign of coming to Ramachandraji, reporting to him. Then Bhagavan reminded, call Lakshmana. Lakshmana, go and remind him. And don't kill him because he's our friend. But warn him. Then he said, you see, the arrow that killed Bali is still with me. But I can use it, not today, tomorrow, he says. That tomorrow word is very important because he's not that angry that time. So once you postpone the action will not have that much effect. So how to manage anger and all that? This is one of the methods. So anudvega karam vakyam. Words should not create agitation in others' mind. So that's why speak only when needed. Don't speak unnecessarily. Then, anudvegakaram vakyam satyam, truthful. Now, even though you should speak truth, there are conditions. Somebody comes and asks you, what is your opinion about me? Do you want the truth? You are a fool, according to me. That should not be. You cannot do that. That become what? Uddegakaram vakyam. You give agitation to the mind. So here you have to say, satyam priyam, pleasing. Hitam, beneficial. These two conditions are there. Before speaking the truth, you should see whether it is beneficial to him. And that it satyam also you should say in such a way that it is pleasing to his mind. Somebody asked a definition of diplomat. Who is a diplomat? He said, a diplomat is the one who tells you go to hell in such a way that you look forward to going there. So here examples are there. Bhagavan Ramchandraji was asked to go to the forest. Now he wants to come back and tell the news to his mother, Kausalyaji. Now how he handles that, see, it is a truth, but how he tells his mother without creating agitation in her mind. Pita dini muhe kanana raju. Father has given me the kingdom of forest. See? So he did not say, I am banished from this kingdom. No, he did not say that. What he said was, he has chosen me a kingdom which is far better, that is forest, where I will be able to have satsang with Mahatmas. I will have the opportunity to stay with them, learn from them, and benefit the satsang from them. This is the greatest opportunity. See how you look upon it. So this type, this is called priyam, pleasing. At the same time, it should be beneficial too. Because asatyam will create split personality. See, buddhi knows what is the truth. But mind doesn't want to tell the truth. So what happened? The mind twists. If I tell the truth, I will get into trouble. So mind, what happened? Totally tell opposite. So what happened? We have created a dichotomy within us. Personality. Split. Small, small lie, you think it is harmless. But during this time, you already created a void, a gap. Now, when you want to do something more, big, achieve something great in your life, you need the cooperation of buddhi and the mind. At that time, if buddhi decides certain things to do, the mind says, shut up, you can't do it. So, it doesn't cooperate. Don't you think so? How many times we have decided a New Year's resolution? How many people do that? Join the club, the gym and all that. I will regularly go and exercise and shed at least 10 pounds. That is a plan. Then what happens? The person who decided to go is a noble thought, intellect. But who has to do it? The mind. The mind refuses. What is the use of going there unnecessarily? Idhar hi karenge, ghar mein hi karenge. Ye thand mein kaun jayenge? I will make go up and down in the house only. And there you will try to do, but then after I get so bored, then you will stop doing that also. Now you may ask, how do I know all this? It is my story, I'm telling you. So, anuddhega karam vakyam. So this split within us is a problem. So unless this personality is together, we will not be able to achieve great goal in spiritual life. Forget about material life. Material life itself is not possible. Then how can we gain greatness in the spiritual world? So, this satyam, it is a value, dharma shastra, and it is a value given not only for Hindus, all humanity, every religion. It is a samanya dharma. And before speaking, verify if it is true. Or is it beneficial or not? Then the next is, it should be pleasing to him or her. Then only speak. Satyam priyam hitam chayate. In order to achieve that, what is to be done? Sadhana is swadhyaya abhyasanam. So one should study our scriptures regularly. This is the one that keep check on you. Every day, it's not difficult. You may say, I don't have time, Swamiji. But you have time to spend on the phone, isn't it? There was a person who spent half an hour on the phone. Then wife asked, whom you were stalking? And he said, it was a wrong number. Wrong number also. This person speak half an hour. What is this? So that is our... We spend so many time, if you look at it, we waste our time in so many ways. So you have to know time management. Give priority to this. And priority comes only when you start appreciating the value. This is the one that you can take it with you. When the soul leaves this body, whatever money in the bank balance, you cannot take it. Your relatives won't come with you, however dear they are. Who comes with you? your Punya Papa.
So this Swadhyaya, at least read Bhagavad Gita, one chapter, or if that is not possible, at least one or two verses with the meaning before you go to sleep.
But don't take it as a sleeping aid. Some people, I saw somebody's house, this one Holy Gita of Gurudev was there on his, next to his bed. I was very impressed. Oh, you read Bhagavad Gita. Swamiji, the moment I open the book, I go to sleep. So that should not be like that, but read seriously. And Swadhyaya Abhyasanam on a day-to-day basis. Abhyasanam here means after reading the topic, that topic should be in your mind and try to practice. Whatever simple way, whatever, it's not that everything you have to practice, but something simple that you appreciate, you should adopt in your life. Try to practice, only then you benefit from the learning. Swadhyaya Abhyasanam Chaiva Vangmayam Tapa Uchyate. This is Vak Tapas. Now the third one is Manasam Tapas. That is more difficult. Manaprasada Saumyatvam. Maunamatma Vinigraha. Bhava Samshuddhirityetat. Tapo Manasa Muchyate. Mental tapas is more difficult. First one is manaprasadaha. Manaprasada means freedom from stress. Swamiji, that is the one problem. It is not that we want to be stressful. This country, I see, this country itself is like that. You can't live without stress. Anything you take, it is stress only. Is it not? The moment you start from your office till you go to the office, on the road, stress. Isn't it? Suppose you hit the traffic. Stress. And somebody calls you on the phone during that time, stress. Why are you calling me now? No. I am in the traffic. I am trying to get out of this situation. Anything you look at it, getting up morning, it itself is a problem. It's a stress. Then you have to make your own breakfast. Nowadays they have simple method, easy method, cereal, different kinds of cereal, and pour some cold milk and then keep on eating. Or American style, go to a Dunkin' Donut and a few donuts you take and coffee in hand. Your breakfast is over. It's not that you have to make some batter and make a dosa, idli, chutney, and all kinds of things. That will be more stressful. So manaprasada, a cheerful nature. It's not that you have to laugh all the time, but mentally cheerful. This cheerfulness comes only with certain attitude in life. Because if you take life very seriously, everything is serious, then such people cannot live happily. Because you have to know ultimately the whole world itself, Bhagavan says, it has no real existence. And you can see from your experience also, whatever experience you have gone through, they are all what? Temporary only. As a teenager, youngster, you wanted to get married to this girl only. And if that is not possible, jindagi kya hai, you know. Matlabi kya hai. And after so much of struggle, manipulation, that and this, he got married to the girl. After 10 years, you ask him, Swamiji, I made a mistake. Isn't it? I should have listened to my uncle. So the thought has changed. That feeling, that emotion, that kind of a, that bhav is gone. That's why here they say the magic is not working. So anything, the intense feeling at one time, you thought without it we can't live, that doesn't last long. Any experience you take, nothing is lasting. This is our experience. And once you know this, why are you getting so involved? That's why our Gurudev used to say, you are able to enjoy a movie, Hindi movie, Bollywood movie. You know why? Because you know all the time it is not real. Is it not? If it is a real story, you go for it, you will never go. Suppose those people write, it is a real story. I wonder anybody will go to watch. That's why historical movie, nobody will go. It has to be a fiction. And with all kinds of what you call box office, music, thrill, and standard things for every movie to be successful. There must be a, what you call, hero-heroine song. About in a Hindi movie, there are about 10 or 15 music will be there. And each music will go for 15 minutes. And hero-heroine will go around a tree. That, and suddenly from nowhere some rain comes. These are all standard things. Now, this movie, you know it is not real, isn't it? Then afterwards coming out also that Shah Rukh Khan did a good job. You know, what? Dying. He did a good job. You know he's not dead. But still it becomes an entertainment to you. Why? All the time back of your mind you know it is not real. If this attitude is kept in your life, you know it is, nothing is real in this world. If this understanding is there, there is no reason to be sorrowful. I am not saying you should not be sorrowful when situation comes. Yes, but get over it. You will be able to recover fast. That's why Ashochyananyashochastam pratnyavadam chabhashase gatasu nagatasum chanan shochanti panditaha. So, some situation comes, yes, we are human being, we will be sorrowful. But don't continuously cry. That is the point. Anushochanti. Don't keep on crying. Get over it. Because you know, these are all natural phenomena in this world. Once you know it, what happened? Manaprasada comes. So, the manaprasada is the result of certain attitude in life. Then saumyatvam, gentleness. See, a gentle nature, the way you walk, you sit, the way you bang the door, you know, these people are gonna bang. And children, you must have seen, they throw the shoes, one shoe this side, one shoe that side. and they are back, they will throw it like that. No, there must be a gentleness about the way you walk, the way you sit, the way you talk, mannerism. Here it is called mannerism. So this mannerism is very important. Saumyatvam, this is called body language. Nowadays that is very big now, the body language. So they will look at the body language than what you say. Sometimes you may say something that is not valid, but your body language is valid. When he said that, his face was like this, or his eyes twinkled, or his, what do you call, one muscle twitched or something like that. There are some kind of sign, they say, which makes it invalid, whatever you said. So, saumyatvam is the body language. Maunam. Maunam is silence. Now, this is a very big topic. People think that silence means not speaking. That is not silence. Even if you take a vow that I won't speak for the day, your mind is not silent. Mind is still chattering. The silence in the mind is very important. This silence in the mind comes only when one learns to watch their thoughts. Most of the time when the thought appears in the mind, we get carried away. If you are able to watch, then slowly the mind gains that silence. And the question is, how long you can stay in that silence? Maximum 5 minutes. Immediately the mind brings up some thought. That time also you should be alert. With practice, you will be able to experience that maunam. Mind become quieter. The quieter the mind, closer you are to the Lord. Atma vinigraha, self-control. Now, self-control whenever the word control comes, we don't like it. This self-control is self-imposed control, okay? See, when you know the consequences, control comes to you. If you don't know the consequences, then only control is not possible. Somebody house you visit and they give you a glass of milk to drink. You are about to drink. At that time, another person comes. Hey, Swamiji, don't drink. Why? There's a poison inside. Then, will you take a chance? Atma vinigraha comes automatically, isn't it? Why? You know the consequences. How you become a matured, disciplined driver? You know the consequences. Once you appreciate the consequences, then discipline comes automatically. That's the point. It is not that somebody is imposing you, because otherwise what happens, it will become a suppression. suppression in any level, it is not healthy. So here Atma Vinigraha is intelligent control, intelligent discipline. Bhava Samshuddhi, emotional purity. Bhava Samshuddhi, emotional purity means the thought should be noble, nobler. Entertain noble thought. Never think. Guruji used to say, have faith in others' goodness. It's a very good, beautiful thought. Because always we think that we look at the negative side of people. Gurudev used to say that it's called mosquito psychology. Mosquito lands always the shady part of person. So this mind is such that it will look for some shady part of that person. So that it enjoys. Ye to I see, yeah. And give up this tendency. Start looking at the good part of a person. Noble part of the person. Goodness of that person. It's not for his sake. It's for our sake. Because when you think about goodness of the person, your mind is calm, isn't it? The moment you see some negative part of it, what happened? You start agitation. Mind becomes miserable. So bhava samshuddhi. So this is very important. We have to keep checking our mind. That means alert living. Vedanta sadhana is, the most difficult sadhana is to watch your mind. All other sadhana you can do very easily. If somebody goes and sit there in tapas, it's possible. On one leg they can stand, you practice that, they will be able to do it. But ask that person to watch his mind for 1 minute. He get tired. The most difficult sadhana is watching one's own mind. And the most effective sadhana is watching one's own mind. There is no other sadhana is more effective than this. So therefore, here the manasam tapas is to give us this training, how to be alert with reference to our thoughts. Okay, now after this, now Bhagavan is going to categorize these three level of tapas into sattvic, rajasic, tamasic. Okay. We shall see that tomorrow. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadayah Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantih. Harih Om Shri Gurubhyo Namah. Harih Om.